special interview, 1010 Wins. I'm Wally Geis. You've seen her on the side of buildings. You've seen her on the side of a bus if you've been anywhere around town. She's a superstar, WWE superstar, former women's champion, main event of WrestleMania 35, the man, Becky Lynch. Becky, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How's New York been for you?
It's been great. I got in. When did I get in? Wednesday. Been doing some workouts, doing some appearances, chopping it up, seeing the fans, getting excited.
Any traffic?
Of course. We're in New York.
Have you been out to Access?
I was just there this morning. I had a 4:30 a.m. call time, and I was there at 6 a.m. Doing some morning shows, and it looks incredible.
It does. It looks good. Great views from out there.
Next
to anything, like, you know, but cool spot.
Easy to find, though. You just look for the lady in the water.
Yes.
She's holding a torch to guide the way.
Absolutely.
To access some straight fire on the top of that flame.
No doubt.
I think that's what it's supposed to represent, right? So I hear.
Yeah. All right. So the question you've been asked a million times is, how does it feel to be the main event of WrestleMania 35? So first women's main event. So I'm not going to ask you that. But what I will ask is, have you thought about 30 years down the road, when it sets in, when you're looking back? I mean, it's going to be one of the biggest moments in WWE history. It's going to be like, you know, Hogan slams Andre. You see that every time you see a highlight package. I mean, you're going to be right along with that. Has that kind of set in for you?
It's funny that you say that, because that's what I'm thinking, that I won't think about that until after the event. Because for me, it's laser focus at this stage, you know, and it's just thinking about the fight as any other fight. And I go in to win, I go in to steal the show, and it's how do we do that the best? And but I know the gravity of it, and I know what it means to not just this business, but women in sports around the world, women in industries around the world, and anybody, especially when my story from coming from the pre-show to the main event within a year, it just shows you that where you are right now isn't where you're going to be next year. It doesn't have to be. Everything can change in a year. Everything can change in a week. Everything can change with a slap. I think that will all set in when it's all said and done, and I'll be walking out of there with a championship on both arms.
Yeah.
Becky, two belts.
We hope so. We hope so, for sure. So, you know, you've talked about it, how long of a road you've been on. Does that make it kind of mean more to you?
Absolutely.
And that the fans have kind of been along with you the whole road?
Absolutely. And that's why we're the main event. It's not because Charlotte waltzed in here on her first day with a Rolex on her watch, shaking all of her dad's friends' hands, you know? And it's not because Ronda walked in with a reputation from another sport and another industry and scowled for a year straight while she held the title and did nothing with it. It's because I talked, because I got people interested. It's because I've been out there working and dreaming about this since I was 15 years old. So they're in there because of their names or because where the company wants to place them. But I made sure that it was the main event. It stressed me the hell out because I wasn't resting. I wasn't resting until we got mentioned as the main event.
Now, you talk about that attitude. The last few months, I'd say there's been a lot of comparisons between you and Stone Cold. Do you see that as a compliment, or would you rather be seen as kind of like your own woman?
I hate being compared to one of the greatest of all time. It's just so insulting. It's, of course, that's meant to be such a compliment, to be compared to one of the greatest of all time. And one of the greatest draws of all time. That's absolutely spectacular. But it's never something that I intended or something that I try to emulate. I think it's just that attitude of, this is what I want. I'm going to take it by any means necessary.
Would you ever want to work with him?
Maybe absolutely.
I'd imagine you've talked to him.
Yes. In my corner, I don't know that I need anybody in my corner, you know?
Yeah.
But I'd I'd drink a beer with them.
I think we all, that'd be awesome. Evolution. I was there that night. I mean, the reaction for you was fantastic. I mean, I've been to a lot, you know, it's New York City. We have a lot of big sporting events, you know, all the sports, WWE. I mean, the response for you that night out on Long Island was fantastic. Now, I don't want to get negative, but would you say the momentum has died a little bit because of the injury and because of this long road that you've had to WrestleMania?
I think it's dipped and gone back up and dipped again, and it's all peaks and valleys, but that's absolutely nothing that I haven't experienced in my career before. That's why I'm constantly running my mouth, and that's why I'm constantly on social media or YouTube or interviews or cutting promos outside of a building and just brainstorming and thinking, what can I do to keep people interested, to keep people wanting to see this as the main event? And I do my part as much as I possibly can, and but I never rest. I never rest on my laurels. It's always going to be hard to maintain that peak interest, but that's what I'm trying to do, and that's what I'll keep trying to do. And but I'm no stranger to the valleys between them peaks, and I can ride them out better than anybody, and just and come back swinging.
Now we talk about that support and what we saw out at Nassau Coliseum. In general, though, what's it like for you here in New York with the support? I mean, there's a lot of Irish pride in New York City.
There sure is.
What are you? I don't know if you've been to our St. Patrick's Day parade or at least seen it, but what are you expecting? I know a lot of WrestleMania fans aren't necessarily from New York, but there will, of course, be a ton of it. What's
of
your
course.
General support level in our city?
Oh, my! This is one of my favorite cities in the world. Like, I moved here when I was 23 and worked in a little Irish bar, and I don't know. I just have a special connection with this place. It was the first place I came to in America when I was 7. My mom took me here for Christmas, and I fell in love with the city back then. And there's some sort of magic, and the people here are incredible.
So you know about our St. Patrick's Day, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. The people have always just been. I feel like when I came over here with no money, didn't know nobody, and I feel like the people have always taken me under their wing, so it's in a different way now, boy.
I heard the guys, Boomer and Gio, ask you, what happens if they support Ronda, if they support Charlotte? I don't think it's going to happen, but I would imagine you can be honest, you're anticipating a big reaction.
Yeah, but if I don't get one, that's fine too, you know, because my task at hand is to walk out of there and back up what I've said for the past however long this has been going on, 6 months? 8 months? Yeah. 8 months maybe, if you can include Charlotte's been going on since freaking July. I don't know what math that is. Not good at math. Yeah, I'm not here for math. 1 + 1 = 2, which is going to be the amount of titles I walk out with. That's all I need to know.
You have enough room in your suitcase for that?
I absolutely not. It's WrestleMania week. I did not leave room in my suitcase, but I will get another one with hopefully a big old main event of WrestleMania payday.
That's awesome.
I'm paying for the heavy bags.
Two more quick ones for you. We've had a lot of other superstars in here, women superstars, and the question has always been, what's next for you guys? And the answer has always been one of two things. Main event of WrestleMania,
mm-hmm.
Check. Thanks to you.
Yep.
And the other one was tag team championships. That's out there now too.
Yep.
So now what's next? And let me throw out a possibility. What do you think about the idea of a women's only show?
Sure. I mean, all of those things. Sure. I don't think it's necessary. It needs to get to the point, and which it is now, I feel, and which I would like to see go forward, where we're not asking that of the guys. What's next for you guys in wrestling? What's next for you? You know, you're at a level, and where it's just maintenance, like making sure, and I don't mean maintenance in a negative way, I mean it in the most positive way, where we're constantly having main events of any show, all shows, whatever shows. Maybe we're having as many female matches as there is male matches. Maybe we're having more. Like, it's just a matter of keeping people's interest, having engaging storylines, having interesting characters, getting people emotionally invested, and having five-star matches. That's what's next. Having that be consistent. Having that be the norm. And to me, that is the pinnacle. Because when we're not even looking at genders anymore, and it's just men, women, we're all just having freaking awesome matches, awesome storylines, awesome engagement, incredible characters, and people care. Just people care. Women's wrestling's cool. Men's wrestling's cool. It's all freaking cool.
Absolutely. That's well said. You called me out there on a little bit of a sexist question. I acknowledge it. That definitely, you're right. Like, we don't say, "Hey, what's next for the men?"
No, but I'm asked that a million times a day.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. We're not asking that of the guys.
Right.
Yeah. So it's what's next. We're keeping on.
I'm hitting you one more sexist question.
Go for it.
I feel like I need to ask it. Just because, you know, first women's main event. Can there be a woman who's a face of the company on the level of Stone Cold, Rock, Cena, like that? Like, you're basically
talking
there now.
You're talking to her.
Right.
You're talking to her. Top merch seller, main event of WrestleMania.
10-10 wins, New York City?
Absolutely. Match of the year last year. I don't know. Yes, you're talking to her.
Awesome. Becky Lynch, the man, Becky Lynch. Dare I say the next WWE Raw champion, women's champion, Raw SmackDown champion? I think it's going to happen Sunday, WrestleMania 35, MetLife Stadium in the Meadowlands on the WWE Network. Check it out. Becky Lynch, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.